It's Outside the Box, trying to think creatively. Today's topic is immigration. Immigration ought to be a simple issue. People are in danger in another country, and they want to come to a safe place. Or they cannot survive economically where they are and have to move to a new nation where the chances of meeting their basic needs are much better. Having to move to a new country is not a first choice. It's a matter of survival. Sadly, the option of immigration to the U.S. is now almost entirely cut off because of the racism, I believe, of our current U.S. president and his supporters. He's trying to lock up and deport most immigrants, almost all of whom are people of color, to maintain the white-skinned majority dominance of this country. Because of the need for some to migrate and the racism of the current administration, shouldn't every person of goodwill want to support necessary immigration? Well, yes, but it's not that simple when we ask who benefits and who loses. For economic reasons, some support efforts to deport most immigrants, both legal and illegal. Some of those are low-income workers, who are worried that their own economic survival and security are threatened by competition with low-wage immigrant employees. A lot of working-class people fear that more low-paid workers cause wages to plummet, which affects them the most. It means that those holding less skilled jobs, often not requiring a college diploma, have more competition, both immigrants as well as U.S.-born, in finding or keeping a job. It helps employers who can offer a lower wage, but not employees. More immigrants also mean greater competition for affordable housing, which has contributed to home ownership being almost inaccessible and rental prices skyrocketing, especially impacting those in poverty. So it's no wonder some working people getting inadequate pay are backing, if reluctantly, current attacks on immigrants. Many lower-income workers are between a rock and a hard place. If they support Republicans and deportation, they violate their own moral values, since they could need a leg up now or in the future, just as many migrants do now. Or they vote for Democrats and the commitment to greater immigration and possibly reduce economic security for themselves and everyone in the working class. Many workers, especially in the public sector, could get help from their unions, but most union leadership backs the moral position encouraging citizenship for both documented and undocumented workers and opposing deportation. Union reps may not acknowledge concerns by their rank and file membership, who are worried about losing economic security and sinking more into debt and poverty. The real problem is not that many less skilled workers don't care about the fate of immigrants. They do, I think. The real problem is that those workers don't get the respect and financial rewards they deserve for their contributions, often described as essential during the pandemic, to the economy. There is dignity in all productive work, but it is not always well or even adequately rewarded. Another real problem is that many who are immigrating to this country come as a result of U.S. foreign policy that puts them in danger, such as immigrants from Venezuela, Somalia, or Mexico, or U.S. economic policy that exploits their home country's economy and puts their country of origin in long-term debt. Debt means that money is not available to support local economic development because it is earmarked as debt repayment to U.S. banks and other lenders. Working-class people should be able to be on the side of immigrants, just like everyone else who cares about the fate of those in physical or economic danger. But we need an economy that values appropriately all contributions, not just from those who are more highly educated and who are paid a living wage. What are your feelings about the current treatment of immigrants in the U.S.? I'm Larry Danziger, wishing the immigration issue were as simple as it ought to be.